All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, now 402. Wojo is going to
what?
Explain how one of the great mysteries in Detroit sports has finally been solved. We have some clarification on a major question.
And we're going to uncover the biggest lies in sports.
We'll do that coming up at 402.
We're not even overselling it.
No, we're really not.
Kind of are. But no, we're not. Not 402. A little bit we are.
The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. We have three football teams, okay, within like an hour of
here.
Excuse me,
what about Madonna University?
Stop it. Oh, yes, Lawrence Tech also has a football team. Everyone's just getting a football team these days. Michigan State, the Lions. You got to go with one to win 10 games. One. Which one are you going with? 248-539-9797. Personally, Michigan State for me has the easiest path. Their biggest road test is at Penn State. Michigan, Ohio State at home. They have a quality, competent quarterback. They have depth at the running back position. I think it's all there for them. I can't go with Michigan just because I need to see them win big games before I can say, yeah, they're winning 10.
Sure.
And the Lions to me are a 500 football team. Just because I think the division's tougher, the NFC obviously has gotten tougher, and I don't know that the defense is going to be a whole lot better this year. So,
and I'm going with the Lions to win 10 games because I think they'll go 6-10 in the regular season and 4-0 in the preseason.
That's not
that adds
allowed.
Up to 10. Ding
That's
a ding,
not
da, da, ding,
okay.
Ding. No, I'm not picking the Lions to go 10-6, but I am saying that they have, and I'm not playing the schedule game. You can play the schedule game in college football because I think
you can play in the NFL a little bit.
Only a tiny bit. But and even the Sully kid was talking about this. He sent out a little Twitter thing yesterday. It's like he doesn't get it, and I guess I don't totally get it. Everybody, it seems, is picking the Lions to win 6 games, 7 at the most nationally. Everybody, and they were 9-7 last year with theoretically a lesser coaching staff, a much lesser running game, no running backs at all, a beat up offensive line. Now you've rebuilt the offensive line to a certain degree. Ragnow gets pretty good reviews.
Yes.
At least brought in backs that should do something and brought in a coaching staff that's defensive oriented that you think could shore up, like move around the linebackers and the safeties to the point where you don't have to have necessarily star talent other than Darius Slay and maybe Ziggy Ansah. I don't think it's that big of a leap to say they'll win one more game than last year.
It is the Lions. The Lions have improved this offseason.
They seem like they have.
But if you're talking about, they won 9 games last year, and you're meaning to tell me they're 3 games worse this year? And the only thing
I'm not saying 6-10.
The only thing that some of these people point to is, they got it, which I guess is a fair point. Oh, they got a new coaching staff, so that takes time to adjust. Sure. But I don't view that as a negative. I view that as a positive. I think this coaching staff is an upgrade from the mess that was Jim Caldwell.
Right, and I've also heard people say, but that was 9-7 was fraudulent. They beat the Packers the last game
because Aaron Rodgers out. Yes.
Okay, well, they also beat the Falcons.
Right, look at some of the games they lost in quasi-fraudulent.
No, you could make that argument. They also beat the
Falcons,
too. I think that Matthew Stafford's good enough to get the Lions 8 wins pretty much by himself. So if I think he's good enough to get the Lions to a 500-type record, I think they've improved by 2 games. This offseason by adding, a goal line running back with LeGarrette Blount, by adding a good coaching staff, seemingly.
Potentially, we don't know. I mean, Belichick's guys have gone elsewhere and not done a very good job.
Okay.
Patricia would have to break the trend, though. Really, Romeo Crennel and Charlie Weiss were better coaches than Jim Caldwell?
Well, they didn't turn out
Jim Caldwell.
We don't know what Patricia very well could be.
Could be, yeah, but we don't know that.
But you're not predicting they're going to go 10-6. You're just saying
predicting 10-6?
For the purpose of the question, Lions by far have the best chance winning 10 games.
Best chance.
Hold on, though. The tweet last night had it had some extra Sully bravado to it. No, like I can't believe they're undervaluing my Lions.
They are. I mean, if I had to predict, I would say the Lions will win around right at 10 games. Yeah, probably.
Yes, exactly. So put your name on it. 10-6. That's your prediction right now.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
See, that
I just wanted you to say it. That's all. Because your tweet was very, I mean, you were trying to draw
this
you
is
know,
not
some
waffling.
Interest.
That would not be my prediction. For the purpose of your question,
yes.
I think they have the best chance out of those three.
Fair enough. It just, look, I get the offensive line, you would think, if they're healthy, an upgrade. Hopefully the running back position has sorted itself out. Same wide receivers that are coming back. Tight end position, though, lacking. I mean, what did they really do, you know, necessarily in the offseason? And you're hoping Ziggy Ansah is actually healthy for the first time in a couple of years? I mean, seriously, to me.
Is that Roberto back?
Depending on that, it's ridiculous.
You said tight end. What about Luke Wilson?
Yeah.
With the extra L.
God, he's a big-time difference maker.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. It just dawned on me. The Lions are the team that picked up a tight end with an extra L.
Oh, yeah.
That's
honestly
unfortunate.
If I were the Lions, I would just go sign Antonio Gates right now. No, I'm serious. He still can be productive. Is he the Antonio Gates of 7 years ago? No. But guess what? He's from Detroit. He's a local guy.
He's from Detroit.
Oh, don't play that card.
Was he a security guard at Wayne State as well?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying give him his last year of his career. That's a favorable situation. Antonio Gates could come in here, and we'd assume he'd want to play 1 year in his hometown, his last season, and he could actually be productive
goodness.
On this team. The tight end position does need work, but I think Antonio Gates right now would at least give the Lions some production.
Drew Henson was a local guy. He finished his career
as
a Lion, right?
That's not
my
point.
You know, that worked out well, you know. Who else came to
Chris
tight end. Weber finished his NBA career
you
as a Piston.
You guys don't think that Antonio Gates would help this offense a little bit?
How old is he?
34, 35, right?
Hmm.
The only thing I could say is he might help Michael Roberts as a professional.
38, excuse me.
38.
I don't think he would contribute anything. I think it would be a good influence on Michael Roberts. That's it.
Now, Bogey, you probably agree with this one. Ticket text 97136. Lions, no doubt to win 10. Unless Wojo writes a column on Carry On, please tell me he hasn't written anything about our running backs yet. Don't you think this running game is starting to, you gotta start taking it seriously. Is he referencing that one unfortunate Tigers column from two months ago?
Probably.
That's exactly what he's
Let's just
doing.
Get down to brass tacks. Well, the only reason Wojo thinks the Lions have the best chance to get to 10 wins is because they signed LeGarrette Blount, his boy.
Hello.
Well, he can't lower his helmet anymore with the new rule, right? But let me ask you, let me throw this in there just as a secondary type question to see what you guys think about this. Do you think there's a better chance of all three teams reaching 10 or none reaching 10?
Ooh, none.
I honestly would say there's a better chance that all three of them reach 10.
Ooh. I would say none.
None.
Hold on. None. That's,
none.
Wow, all three or none. I'd say two out of three.
Oh, no, wait. You have to answer. There's a better chance. There's a better chance that Michigan, MSU, and the Lions will all win 10 games this year.
No.
I love a live reaction from Wojo as he's literally thinking out a question that he just heard for the first time on the air. It is such a gift.
It's painful
to watch his mind work.
Yeah. You know what? I think I would go with all three.
Yes.
As opposed to none.
Come on.
If it's none.
You two homers need to go somewhere.
What?
Get a room together.
Seriously.
It's easily none because the Lions aren't going to win it. We already know the Michigan Wolverines can't do it. So then you have one team. And you can say that they could maybe lose one more game and not make it to 10.
Yeah.
You could also say, if you're picking Michigan to go 9-3 like a lot of people are, that's only one more win.
They're not
going to
go 9-3, though.
Plus the bowl
game. No bowl games. No bowl games. No BS, poinsettia bowl win or something over
saying,
San Diego
I'm
State.
I'm not saying it will happen, but is there a better chance that all three will win 10 than none out of the three will win 10? Yes, there is.
I actually think so. I do. Because that would mean if none of them do, that would mean both Michigan and Michigan State fell short. I can't think. I don't think they'll
don't
both
think
fall
falling short. Nine and three to me is about where both probably are going to be.
With Michigan State's schedule, you've made the argument that
I could see that, but I could also see where they slip up on one of those games and they're 9-3. You know, to me, most likely, yes, I think Michigan State's the one that gets to 10 wins. I don't think either of the other two really have much of a chance.
No.
I need to see it before I'm going to sit here and go, oh, yeah, Michigan's going to win some big games.
Of course you need to see it, but you can still project.
They won't do it.
By the way, on Sully's suggestion, I heard Antonio Gates still has a cut in the Detroit area. That's from Kevin Agelianas.
I'm just saying, veteran guy, he could be, I mean, he's not going to come in and be a Pro Bowler, but he could be productive down on the goal line for this team. The tight end position isn't very good on this team.
248-539-9797. Right, ticket text is at 97136.
Both of those questions now on the table.
I think both are out there for you. If you had to go with one, Michigan, Michigan State, or the Lions, which is most likely to get to 10 wins? But I love Sully's little spin on this, okay? Mm-hmm. The Sully special, you know, if you will.
Silky Sullivan special.
Is it more likely all three teams get 10 wins or more likely all three teams fall short of 10 wins? 248-539-9797. Want to hear from you guys. We'll get to that coming up. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.